Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Arnold's here, too, because she's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 10 years she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Don't know what we would do without her. Her new book is called Boring to Bravo. It's all about presentation techniques. Her world is all about how to communicate. She's one of the world's most accomplished meeting facilitators that we have. She's also a speaker, a trainer, and more importantly, she's our good friend, Kristen Arnold. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always great to be back.
It's good to have you back. You know, Kristen, one of the things that you and I have seen, and many people have, is someone who's got great potential, and maybe, you know, they got great ideas. Maybe they've got they could accomplish a lot of things if they could just find a way to get their message across to the people who could help them. What do you think?
I think that's true. I mean, it's always about being the messenger, and you never want to be shot. You want people to accept and take your ideas and move them into action.
Well, it's like small business owners especially. I mean, we've all got too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And a lot of times we're moving so fast that, and I know I've done this, I've actually been guilty of this, Kristen, is I imagine that either I've told them already or I've decided that they should already know what I want them to do, how I want this to roll out. And obviously that's not, neither one of those things are correct, probably.
Well, and sometimes we're in such a rush, we don't really think through the messages that we're trying to send. And so obviously there's stuff that you want people to do. And so, you know, sometimes we're focusing on that, but we also need to think about what we want them to think about, what our message is and what they want them to feel.
What does that mean?
About that? Well, I mean, a lot of times, especially as business owners, we're focused on the do aspect. I want you to do this, this, and this, and this.
Right.
And we're not really thinking about how we want them to be thinking about that, how we want them to approach it, nor how do we want them to feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't structure that message so that we can engage all of those senses, then it might fall flat.
So you're saying that they might act like employees and prospective leaders instead of indentured servants. Is that what you mean?
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Because sometimes, so I know, and I know we do that. You know, we say, but I've already told you how to do this, but maybe I never told them why we're doing it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, put yourself in their shoes. Like, you know, you're living in probably whatever it is that you're communicating day to day. And so you know all the nuances and you know
mm-hmm.
everything. So you think that they're on the same wavelength
right.
that you are.
We do that.
And
yeah,
so,
that's exactly,
you know,
right.
Rather than speaking from a place of I and me and my, speak from a place of you and what we're going to do together. So That requires you to really think about, if you were in their shoes, doing what they're doing, thinking what they're thinking, feeling what they're feeling, what do they need to hear from me? It's kind of like reverse engineering your story. And
and
there is a story element to this. So if you're not a very good storyteller, then it's really about capturing the essence of what you're trying to say and putting it in a way that other people can relate to, that they can understand.
So you're saying before you, and this is what small business owners have to do. This is the intention. Besides the intention of being prepared to tell the story, they've got to start telling it before the emergency happens. In advance of when you need it, you know, a week, a month, a year, whatever, how much far in advance you need to go, before you need it, before it becomes an emergency, before there's a crisis, you should have already talked to your people about why this work that we're about to do, this project we're taking on, why it's important, how you fit into the whole, and what the company's going to get from it. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, but it also goes beyond just the communication aspect of it. You need to be, if you're taking a look at a certain project or initiative or thing that you want them to do, there are really three different levels that you need to look at. One is about communicating it out to the people who are going to make it happen. But also, you need to look at yourself and ask yourself, am I modeling this behavior? Am I doing it? Because, you know, you can move your lips, but if people don't see you doing what it is that you're asking them to do, then you're going to have very little traction.
So are you saying that I'm not doing the work that I'm asking them to do, or I'm not living up to the standards I'm requiring of them?
Well, a little bit of both, Jim. I mean, if let's just take for an example, if you're suggesting to your company that you want to start moving into the electronic age, mm-hmm. and you're going to do electronic applications, mm-hmm. job applications, or mm-hmm. you're going to do electronic requiring for a position. You're going to make everything go on an electronic form, and you don't use that electronic form.
The next
you want to hire somebody, you pull out the same old form you used back in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
That sends the message to the rest of the employees that you don't have to follow your own mandates. You don't have to follow your own prescription. You don't have to eat your own dog food.
Right.
And so that makes people go, hey, wait a minute. How come they can do it, but we can't?
Another thing I've seen happen is where the boss would want the company to start, you know, being pitched to the customers, to the marketplace, as being a certain way, a certain, you know, claiming to have a certain standard, and then the boss not living up to that when reality comes. That's being unauthentic, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's just being incongruous with who you are, what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
and what it is that you're actually doing. And all of that has a foundation in the value system that you have.
Let's talk about those values when we come back, because as my audience knows, I think that's an important conversation to have. Kristen, give us your website quickly, please.
I'm at www.extraordinaryteam.com.
Extraordinaryteam.com. The book is called Boring to Bravo by Kristen Arnold. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.